is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney. This is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor.
You are listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Next on News for the Soul, it's time for Angie's Intuition with Angie Bell. Angie is a spiritual medium and intuitive coach who helps people heal and find clarity and peace after the loss of a loved one. With 30 years of experience, she brings enlightenment, education, and entertainment to her show on News for the Soul every second Friday of the month. Let's welcome Angie back to News for the Soul.
Welcome back, Angie.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everyone, and welcome back to the show. I'm so excited to be here. Wow, we have just gone through some amazing things, some crazy times, and, you know, the world is kind of all over the place. And so how wonderful to see what this new year brings us, you know, 2021. I am excited to come on today. My intention here is to talk about a number of things that, you know, might affect us, how we can clear away some of this clutter of last 2020 and move right into 2021 with some really good tools and some really good messages from guides and angels, the cards I'm going to be pulling. So I have pulled some cards for us today to sort of look at as a collective where we are heading or what they're telling us that we can look at one aspect anyway. And if you're wanting to, please call in and we'll pull a card for you to sort of add into this reading that is more specific for you, you know, something that, you know, that you may need to focus on or what they're going to give you for a message in that regard. So we have so much to talk about, and this time goes so quickly. So if you're into wanting to put in, ask for a card, call on in. We have our number here, 646-595-4274. And the email, you can pop in your request at ontheair, all one word, at telus.net. Telus is TELUS.net. So let me go right into it here. So what I've got laid out in front of me is some wonderful cards about how we can step into it. But I want to talk about decluttering, and I'm sure that we're going to see is like how can we sort of start to let go and release some of this energy that we've had, you know, it doesn't, the funny thing is it's January 1st turns and you come over and into the new year, it doesn't absolve all the clutter, all the energy that has sort of collected on in the past year in a day or so. So it takes a little bit of, you know, intention to remove it. So this is a really good time for all of us to really sit down and make the time to just purge everything that you have that has been stuck to you from 2020. Some of the stuff, you know, a lot of people have had incredibly difficult times. So just think of events and things that you have that have occurred and that and how you felt over that and how it's sort of still with, you know, it's still with you. So we want to sort of let that kind of energy go. We do want to let that energy go. And just release it. And the thing is, we're not ignoring it and we're not trying to put it away with, but we want to acknowledge it as well. Acknowledge the fact that this is what has happened and this is how you felt. We no longer need to hold on to that. And I know many of us have had either some loss or some definite challenges. Perhaps your jobs aren't exactly what they once were. your connections with family and friends. Of course, we all are suffering from relationship and connection that way, outside of, you know, phone calls and Zooms and things like that. It's been really difficult on our human psyche to be without people. That's not how we're built. So just, you know, really acknowledging the struggles that you've had, and then to start to declutter this, not only just the emotional stuff. And so my thought is to first talk about that, and then we'll talk about the cards coming into the future, into our future, yes. So just take a moment, and one of the tools that you can do is really just sit down and just brain dump onto a piece of paper. And I always say, when we're doing this kind of brain dumping, don't put it in your best journal book or anything like that, because we're going to rip those pages out. So find some loose leaf paper and some pens and whatever that is. And it doesn't have to be, oh my gosh, it doesn't have to be perfect in any shape or form. You can just write down just everything in it. Sometimes some people just point form, run-on sentences are wonderful. Everything that just sort of has been holding up and held up in your body, even recognize where it's sitting in your body before you move on. And sort of acknowledge it, and almost I would like you to consider just acknowledging it and say, thank you, I no longer require you in me, in my body, in my space. We're removing you. So when you do that, be intentional as you write this all out. It can be, you could use colorful pens, you can use markers, whatever it is, just to really start to get that energy out for you. And declutter. This is what we're doing. So now you do this. It could take you pages. I suspect it'll take many pages for some. And so at the end of this clearing, this purge, there's a couple of things you can do. One of the things is that you can just tear it up, throw it away. And the key to it is that I do not recommend you go back and read anything. If this is not something you go back and you edit yourself or anything like that. So if there's another something that comes forward for you and it flows through, just keep writing and writing and writing. Do not even think about going back and reading it. It's not something you want to bring back into your realm, into your space. Very cognitive of that. The other thing is, like, one of the things I love doing, and I always love doing it on the full moon as well. So if this falls into a full moon pattern for you somewhere, I know the new moon's coming, and we're going to talk about that later on today too. But what I would like you to do is tear that up once you're finished. And then if you have an opportunity or you have a space to do it, I'm not saying you want to light your house on fire, but I always love the power of burning that up. So if you have a bowl over the sink, maybe there's something you can do over your sink, or if you have a place outside where you can actually have a fire, or some people have fire pits out there, perfect to do this kind of work. And just allow it to go away. And just as you're doing it, you be in gratitude and just allow it to release from you, and so it will be. So when we do all of this decluttering, it's not only, that's only emotional stuff. That's our emotional energy that's being held on. And so we're just going to let that go. Another way for us to declutter too is, and I find this absolutely wonderful ways, there's a wonderful ways to do it. I know there's I have worked with this company, for many, many years, and I use their techniques all the time. But now it's time to sort of look at your physical space and start to think about what can you declutter within your home. And one of the greatest little techniques is that you have a couple of boxes, an in-and-out box, and a recycle box, let's say, a giveaway box, and a to-go box, whatever you choose. And I always like this one because, you know, as you go from room to room, you kind of look at the things in your space that you love, you don't love, things that you haven't even looked at or used for maybe 3, 4, 5 years, perhaps forever, and you place it in a box. It's not sort of like, and you take your time. You take 15 minutes in each space, in your room. So start off with your, you may want to start off with your bedroom, you know, just go in there and just start, just take things away. You don't have to take them out of your house. You just need to put them in that box and to start to just remove those items. And you know, live with it for without it for a few days. And if you can't live without it, then you can put it back wherever that is. Can, if you've seen that thing, that box filling up and you haven't even touched it or missed it, then you know it's the right thing to start to remove. When we start to declutter, not only does that help us energetically, it just really gives us more space. So what we're talking about is building and creating more space for us in this 2021 year. Removing all the heavy stuff and just making room for us moving forward. So I hope that really gives you a little bit of an idea how you can start to declutter, not only emotionally, but physically, to open up your space for your spiritual growth moving forward in 2021. I am so excited about these kinds of small tools, small things to do, because we all can do it. And I know you are capable of just going, yeah, that makes sense. And the thing is that at the end of the day, you can give some things away to those who might need that, those items more than you, of course, and that you all, then you have a beautiful space that opens up. I know for me, it's my closet, and many women might understand this even more so, but sometimes our closet, just that's just what it is. You know, you sort of start to really gather things in there, and last year, not many of us have been out there entertaining or being social, so I'm sure there's a few things that have been there, and let, you know, we will continue to keep until this whole thing blows over. But it is very, very inspiring and cathartic to be able to take some of these things out and walk back in and feel the shift in energy. You will feel it immediately. So I hope that that is something that you can find and do, and make this part of your a little ritual for you. So let me just now move into, so we're decluttering, we're trying to make space for everything. The cards, we pulled the cards so that we can, you know, help set our intentions for 2021. I want this to be, I just feel this is going to be one of an outstanding year. And putting our mindset and clearing it out and getting ready for all those things is super important for all of us to just sort of take that moment, and then once we've cleared and made space, to set great intentions for what's ahead. So I'm going to just start with the first card. I've got a couple. I've done a little spread here. And so card that comes up, and I just pulled them just before we sat down, so with the intention of what do we need to know in for this 2021, or how can we how can we plan, or not plan, but what information is for our highest good and for this year coming. So the first card, you know, that just jumped out of my deck, and I, you know, many of you that have, if you've listened to me before or if you've had readings with me, I love the jump out card, so, you know, I am so excited about that. And so I'm going to just start right away with this first card, and it's the giving, exchanging gifts. And this card is all about the giving and receiving card. It's the law of attraction is one thing, but the law of giving and receiving is absolutely invaluable, because there's a lot of us that are total givers. And then we give, and then we have no space to receive, or we choose, you know, we just feel like it's better to give. But this is a year that I want you to start to learn to receive. As we, it is wonderful to be a giver. There's no two ways about it. And you feel beautiful, you feel, just there's so many things that come with that when you're giving, and what you feel and how it may help others. But here's the twist on that. You have to give the opportunity for others to do the same for you, and for you to be open to enough to receive those gifts and whatever that looks like for you. Perhaps it's just a very small thing, like a compliment, take that compliment and say thank you. Sometimes we brush it off and we say, no, you look great. Oh, no, that is a wonderful sweater that you've got. I love that more. What I would really encourage you is just to accept those that is coming to you with gratitude, with ease, and so that you can absolutely seize the moment and opportunity and receive that love energy back to you. It's just an exchange, really. You know, when you allow this, and I can tell you can do it. It takes a little practice sometimes for us that have been having a little bit of, you know, been more on the other side of this. But what you have, you're aligning with the giving and receiving. So, you know, universe has to be in balance. And so this card comes up. So this year, I would suggest that you really look at being more engaged in sort of the dance of give and take, okay? I feel that more the push and pull, you know, a little bit of push, a little bit of pull, I love that about this card. So it's really giving you an example of that. So that card is really amazing because it really brings that mindfulness that we all need to have in regards to that. So that's the foundational card that just showed up here. So please be open. I think your gifts and miracles are going to come that way once you allow. We open up space for something to come and something that's unexpected and probably even better than what you can imagine. So, and anything I'm going to tell you is better than last year. I'm sure anything that we receive this year are gifts that we wouldn't expect at all. So let us go from there. Card that came out of the deck, and our second card here is, let me just quickly move to it. It is, it's not for you. And this card is like a clear knowing that something is being denied you is definitely God's rejection is your protection. So if there's something that's not happening immediately for you, and so that you had, you know, put your intentions out there, but just know that sometimes when things aren't coming to you in your timeline, know that, or it just may just be that it appears that it's just not at that exact time. So no matter how hard you want something, when this card comes, it sort of says, what we want to do is just accept that it's just not the exact timing for it. And also, it's not in your highest good at that moment. So when it does come, it will be the right timing and in your highest good. So if you're thinking of something in the next, if you're wanting to do something, everyone's different. As a collective, we can sort of all sort of relate to this, that we need to, you know, not be too tied to one thing. I hope that makes sense to you. And just trust that everything is coming to you in the right timing. And here we go. That is a great one. So the next card that came out, and it's one of my favorite cards, is called No Place Like Home. So this year is all about being your authentic self as well. We all don't need to have the bells, the whistles. I mean, we can shine. There's no two ways about it. But just mostly be being yourself and your authentic self, being comfortable in your own skin, having the trusting that, you know, you are exactly perfect who you are. There's no reason to sort of, you know, make too many adjustments in of what you do and how you are, but just feel secure and know that it's safe to be who you are. And this card just signals us to trust ourselves. That's really the one, and feel at home in that, and so we can move forward. It's a really position of powerful and gift of strength to hear that being authentic is a safe place to be. And so this card is amazing. And I think that is so much more interesting than us trying to be someone we're not, or, you know, we're someone that's different at one place, you know, in front of the camera, so to speak, and we're different behind the camera. That doesn't need to happen. People love everyone to be their authentic self. We're all so different, but and that let's make that how our connection is made. And so I love that. So following that card, we're moving through the year and building. And I say building because the next card is all about building blocks and the foundation. So now just keeping that strong foundation of who you are, what you're looking for, what's your intention this year. So continue to build a strong foundation. And as you build that foundation, which is solid, so sit down and make your intentions. And with very, let me see, I'm just sort of looking at, just to really cultivate that, even if you have a very strong foundation of what you want to do, it will make it so much easier to build on that, your relationships, your career or your professional life, whatever that is. It's really like even your ethics, your morals, this card really comes along, and it's just like to stay true to what is good for you and stand strong, because like a house, like no place like home there, we're building on the foundation of our authentic self and really the desires that what is good for you and for your highest good and to continually your life foundation. You may say you may also attract new relationships. Like I said earlier, there might be building foundations for new communications with people that you haven't spoken to before regarding your work or your professional life. So just continue to keep laying the groundwork and having making sure everything is nice and solid. So before we can do anything, that is the biggest thing I feel like is if, on a prosperous note, keep in mind that, keep your energy up and your intentions high. And keep dreaming, because that's what the building blocks is all about. So this is a year that you can dream. There's nothing wrong with it. Let the 2020 go. We're moving forward. We're dreaming. We're creating intentions. We're making wishes. It's a beautiful time. And I feel that taking that right through into the whole year. Know that there may be a crack or two in a foundation. You know, those can always be filled. You know, you can always make adjustments. You always can change and feel those cracks. So don't feel like if something doesn't go exactly the way you're meant it, where you thought it was in your mind. Just know that it's happening for a reason. It's time for you to fill up those cracks if that's the case. Just to strengthen your conviction perhaps in what you're doing. That's all that might be. So it could be just a little bit of a jig rather than a jig. So I love that. So the last card I'm going to read right now, and I'll see if there's anyone that is looking for a card to build with it. But our last card here, so it is like clean it up. So it's funny that we've got a clean up card at the end here, but I like this card. Doesn't really matter where we see it. This is always to keep going and keep cleaning and sweeping away things that no longer happen. So throughout the year, if you're finding things that no longer serve you, just as in the beginning of the year, declutter, it's okay to continue to clean and keep house, so to speak, energetically, emotionally, you know, physically, whatever that is for you, just so that you don't get bogged down in the gunk. So if there's somewhere along the way you're just heavy, take that first tool we talked about and just brain dump onto that page. Get it out so that you can just release it and move forward. So when I see this coming out at the end here, it's like perhaps, you know, you might find yourself getting cluttered again with too much work, or there's some overwhelm and anxiety. You know that at that point it's time to clean house. Okay. And every time, you know, something, you know, you might have an item or unresolved resentment, perhaps. That's maybe something, like I said, anxiety, something that really does not give you energy. Just that is the time. Even unpaid bills, we're going to have to start to, you know, really feel how we can sort of clean house and find ways to make that work. Now is the time just to free. So this year is all about freeing up space and what I see here, freeing up, decluttering so that you can make room for that amazing a miracle or miracles to just line up for you. So I'm not sure. I'm just going to take a moment and ask Nicole if there is anyone that would like a card as we move forward.
Hi, Angie. The lines keep dropping, but we've got one that managed to hang on. If you have been trying to call in and you're getting dropped, just keep dialing back in. Area code 250, you're live with Angie. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, I'm from New York.
Sorry, can you say again? You're sort of in a tunnel.
Oh, can you hear me? Hello?
I can hear you a little bit if you can.
Oh, okay. Let's see if I can turn this up. Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me now?
I can
hi.
Hear you. We'll do our best. Yes, hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And your first name again, please. Cindy, hi.
Okay.
Now, would you like a card to be pulled for you today to add to this and to see where you, 2021, what they want you to know as well? Is that correct?
Yeah, I do actually want to know something. Very good. My question would be, will I be buying a beach house property in the West Kootenays and by close by the town? Anytime soon.
Okay, so let me just take a moment and let me just connect here with you.
Thank you.
I would like to say, I'm just going to ask you right now, what I'm seeing and what they're showing me is that I see a two-level home. Does that make sense to you?
No. I mean, it would be close to my town in Nelson, and we were hoping to buy a beach property.
Okay, so I know that you're asking for beach property. I feel like what I see is that, yes, you'll find a piece one. It'll be set back a little bit from wherever the water is for you. What
yeah.
I see is that it may have a second level on it, so I'm not sure what that looks like for you. It may not be like a lower, just one floor kind of living, and there might be somewhat of a raise, or maybe there's a vault in the ceiling. I'm not really sure, but I do see that there would be a potential for you to be on it. Just step back a little bit from the water, if that's that makes any sense to you. But I think yes, I
sure.
see that in your future. And then the card that I pulled for you as we're doing is crazy. It's serendipity. So the serendipity is like the four-leaf clover. So you've asked a beautiful question. I would say yes, that you're going to see that property in your future. It may not be exactly the timing that you have, but I do see it coming in your direction. Yes.
All right. Can I ask one
thank
more?
Thank you so much. Go ahead.
Yes,
real quick.
I just want to know if my husband's going to be okay. He's in hospital.
I'm sorry, you cut out the very last. Your husband's going to be okay.
He's in the hospital.
Oh, pardon me. Okay, thank you so much. Absolutely. The thing is, his recovery, though, I feel like that it may be a little slower than he's expected, and I think he might be a little frustrated when he comes out of there because he feels like he's a real go kind of getter guy, and he doesn't
yeah.
like to be held down for too long. And so I see him like, kind of where he is right now, he may be not 100%, but he's also starting to think about what he wants to do next. So, which is, angels are telling me absolutely he will walk out and his healing will, I'm asking them to bring healing to him with ease and gentleness for you. So I see him, yeah, absolutely. But I will also honestly say that it may take him a little while to recover, like a few months, like to get his energy back, and I'm not sure if that makes any sense to you. But okay. Well, so yeah, so the answer to your question is absolutely yes. He's blessed, and so are you. So I feel
thank
that
you.
There you are. You're welcome. Thank you for calling in, Cindy. That's fantastic.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye for now.
Thanks for calling. Good luck with that. Let us know how it goes. 510, Area code 510. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Camille in Oregon.
Hey, Camille.
Hi.
Hi, Camille. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm very good. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh,
yeah.
You're so welcome. I'm happy to be here. So now, you're asking for me to pull a card for you today. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
How will my relationship with Mason evolve this year?
Okay, relationship. Let me just take a moment here, Camille, and I'm going to just shuffle. And I got chills when I'm talking about it. I want to just say the relationship, there has been some ups and downs, and I'm feeling that when you are able to have that communication thing, and it's about the giving and receiving, just like we talked about earlier today on the first card, I want you to be able to accept, receive as well. So I feel like you've been giving. And I think when the relationship has you sort of have that conversation, or if you can have that conversation about I'm more willing to receive, and then sort of being the primary in the relationship. Do you know what I mean? I feel like it's time for you to sort of allow the change, you know, make room for clearing away anything and just healing, mending anything that it has been sort of holding you back, but together to be able to make that perfect relationship. I want to say bond, actually. And so, Camille, I feel that your relationship is in a transition of moving, just in transition to something better than what it's always been. So I feel that the relationship, if now this is all you, self-will, you have free will, but I feel that if you put in the time and you sort of really make some adjustments with each other so that you're both on the same page, then everything should move forward quite well. But if you find that it's not, you know, it's okay to make another change, whatever that looks like for you, you know, to for your higher good. So whatever you feel that is feeding your soul, that's the most important thing, that you have to know that, you're worth it. I hope that makes sense to you. That you have, and I think sometimes you can go the distance with it. It just may take a little longer than what just pacing yourself and sort of really working together as a couple more, and just for you to sort of allow things to happen and receive those gifts. So, does that help you? I hope so.
It does. Yeah, I'll go back and listen in archives, but what I'm hearing right this second, I do understand what you're saying.
Fantastic. Yeah. I see the year going way better. It may take some time. It's kind of like that foundational thing. You know, if there's any cracks in the foundation, it's time to go and repair some of those things. That's what we're hearing today as a collective. So you have that opportunity to do that too. So, and clear away anything that is no longer serving you. If it's some things in the past that you just haven't been able to sort of let go of, this is the year to do it. This is the time, actually, this time right now, so that you can make more space for the relationship that you truly want and desire this year. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was lovely. Camille.
Let's go next to area code 402. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Sharon. I'm in New York.
Karen? Is that right?
Sharon.
With a K?
No, S. Sam,
oh,
Sharon.
Sharon, thank you. That's always a very good thing to know.
Yeah.
Sometimes it is. So, Sharon, looking for a card to add to what we've already what we've already sort of built as a collective. Is that correct? And do you have a question to go with that?
No, I was just kind of, you know, general.
Okay. So the card that flew out while I'm shuffling, while I was talking here with you, with your energy in my space, is a really amazing card, and it's called Higher Power. So this year, what on top of what we've been talking about, but to be more conscious of what your higher power, what you are, the energy around you. And this card is actually reminds us that you are more than just the person here. There's so much more happening around you and sort of the gifts that we all have. So it's really to start to pay attention to your higher self. You're trusting your intuition this year for you. It's like, what is the highest good for you and maybe sort of good for all with this card coming, and how can I serve? And I don't mean that you have to go out and do, you know, be the giver of all. Does mean is that how can I get out of the way and sort of do and follow my intuition and sort of trust that and sort of to be able to know that you're also divinely protected, like your angels and your guides are here to serve you and to be with you, to sort of get you in that space. So it's really a time to start to connect with your higher self and your angels and your guides. If you haven't already, just really start to begin to sort of trust what you're feeling. Find out where in your body when something happens you might feel it, like, or you have that twinge that you knew something was going on and you couldn't put your finger on it. Start to trust those little intuitions that are coming, because I feel that they're wanting to help guide you and give you the messages that you need this coming year. And just being able to address your relationship with whatever that is, you know, your spirits, your angels, the universe, whatever that is, and to recognize that there is a partnership, that an invisible partnership that is waiting to be there with you. So I hope this card connects with you and that you find value in building that relationship this year. Thank you and Happy New Year.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Great cards coming up for people. And if you're hearing a message out here today that may not have been directly for you, but it resonates with you, it is for you. It's meant for you. There's no reason. This is why this kind of reading is fun, because we all hear something that might really be a piece for us. So if that feels right for you, take that. Thank you, ladies, so far for all your beautiful questions. Okay, so I am going to just take a moment here and just check where we are. My time flies like so wonderfully in this space. And if you have a call, if you'd like to have a card, just give us a call. The number that we have, and I always write it down, and I put it somewhere where I can't see it, 646-595-4274. We have a few moments still to be able to do that, or on the air at telus.net. So I'm just going to talk, and I'll continue to pull cards, but for those who wish to call in. But I wanted just to really sort of finish this, or sort of coming to the end, and talk about the new moon that is coming. So we've talked about decluttering, and we've talked about, you know, what the cards are telling us for this year, sort of being in our authentic self, knowing that if something doesn't come our way, it's perhaps timing. You know, remember the saying, God's rejection is your protection. So timing and everything. But be your authentic self. Build your foundation and time to sort of declutter and clean up. So Nicole, is there anyone I can help before I move forward?
I think we've got another caller, area code 250, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Goldie from the Kootenays.
Hi, Goldie. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Are you looking for a card and with a question? What would you like today, Goldie?
I'm just looking for a card for my 2021 to add to the other cards.
Fantastic. I'm going to have to just tell everyone, this is my good friend Goldie from the Kootenays, and we've worked together for many years. So thank you for your call, my friend, and I know we always love to hear what is in store for us. So your card, I'm just going to give it a good shuffle here. And as you know, I always like to make sure that the jump out card finds its way out to us. Okay. Oh, there it is. Oh, my gosh. beautiful card. So what you can add to the reading for today is milk and honey, and in a great position too. So milk and honey, just to give you an idea, there's of the picture on this card. It's a baby elephant swimming in a beautiful bowl of milk and honey, and it's quite joyful and playful. So I think this is a fantastic card to pull for you. So this one here is all about, you know, opportunities born of authenticity, sort of nurturing abundance, the milk and honey thing, trusting your needs will be met in this year. So you've entered a sweet time. This is like a sweet time in your life. Enjoying the milk and honey card is incredible. So everyone wants to experience that. So I want to say within this series that you're going to find that everything will start to move in your direction and with unlimited possibilities and miracles finding their way to you. That is a real amazing place to be because these times are precious. This year is like going to be like new weather. This like last year was like new weather, but we're moving forward in this amazing positive way. So with this card, Goldie, I think the abundance energy is with you and you're living a part of that whole feeling. I feel that this is a real gift of nourishment in every form. So I want to say Happy New Year to you, and this is a fantastic card.
Thank you so much.
Well, you're so welcome, my friend. So I'm excited to see that for you. I will definitely jot that down for all of you. So thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon. I want to say that card, you know, is a beautiful card for all of us. This is just telling and just reiterating that the possibilities are limitless and the potential for miracles is right here with us all. Definitely. Thank you. Okay.
I do have a couple of emails here as well. Tammy is asking for a card for knowing what her, if you have any concern.
Nicole, I couldn't actually hear you there. So I hear that we have someone named Tammy, and...
Oh, can you hear me now?
You know, you're very far away. So...
Oh, boy, I don't know what's going on. I'm right here.
Well, you know.
Just pull a card about her finding her partner.
Fantastic. I can do that. So that's for Tammy. Okay. Thank you, Tammy, for calling. So I'm going to just pull, just shuffle this up for you. And finding a partner to serve. So the relationship I see here. I see incredible potential, Tammy, coming. They're showing me right now in my third eye. And it really is exciting because I feel that not only has the relationship for yourself has actually and is so key right now for you, that it's opening up space. A little bit more in that is that harmony with others is a card that has just come up, which means to me absolutely the relationship is on its way. And the thing is, allowing yourself to step into your personal power even that bit more and taking charge to putting out. So the new moon is coming, and I know that I may not get 100% of that, but this is a great time. New moon is showing up on January the 12th. I want to make sure I say that right because I didn't write it down this morning, but I do believe we've got have it coming on, which is actually this Tuesday. So wish list, put this out. But the card I have here for you is like just really taking personal power, taking charge to put that out there, and your intention to have what you really want. And I see that I see a person walking into your life. Not to go seeking it so much, but just to allow that energy to happen. I feel I'm encouraging the vibration of community and harmony and all the integration of what you want and for your highest good is definitely coming. But just to take that responsibility for yourself to and so that you're not, you know, what I mean by that is that just continue to that self-love and putting out exactly what that is that you will not settle less for. So I see that for you. I see, and what I see, I don't see it till probably night. So it gives you a little time to get ready in late spring, early summer. So I hope that card resonates with you, Tammy. Thank you so much. Happy New Year. Thanks for the call or the email. Okay.
And then you have time for one more email request here from Susan. She wants to know if you see a new job for her in 2021.
Susan, a new job for 2021. Okay. Well, I'm going to just say my angels are telling me that there's not only a potential for one new, something new, I see potential for some two different things. So there's not going to just be one opportunity that finds its way to you. It's probably be two. You may, I just feel that they're very close together. So it may be that you see one and you may even get into that position, but there's going to be another opportunity showing up somewhere. So I see two, and I see this probably more in this the first part of the year versus the next part of the latter half. You're going to be well into whatever you're doing in the latter part of this year, Susan. I feel that to trust that saying is do not just focus on the one form. Focus on that there's possible potential coming your way, and that when you open yourself up to that, I see that perhaps surprisingly a second opportunity will show up, likely when you've already found yourself moving in another one direction. But it's not to say that you jump from one to the next, but it's going to give you an opportunity to make a decision. You have free will to do what you like. But I do, yes, I see a career, and perhaps not exactly the same thing that you've been doing in your career right now. I feel that it might slightly be just a derivative of what you've been doing. So I hope you take that and it resonates with you, Susan. Happy New Year. Looking forward to great things for you in this 2021 year, 21st year. Thank you. Well, that's it for my calls in today. So I want you to just to remember that the new moon comes up on January the 12th. It's time for you to sort of sit down or decluttered your stuff on Tuesday. Come in with your new moon intention. Now, you can receive my new moon intention guideline on my Facebook page, on my website, AngieBell.com. Just go on into the spiritual portal and sign in there, and you'll have all that you need to work with the new moon and the wishes and the energy around us coming. I think that is wonderful, sort of be able to guide yourself in with new intentions for 2021. I want to say thank you so much for being here. This is Angie Bell, your spiritual medium, intuitive consultant. I will see you next month, the second Friday of every month. Wonderful, wonderful day. Happy New Year.
Stay focused. Stay strong. News for the Soul will begin its 24th year of broadcasting in January 2021. After nearly a quarter of a century of grassroots investigation and exploration into the unknown and lesser known realm to discover what's really real and what's really possible, with News for the Soul founder, journalist Nicole Marie Whitney at the helm, we now find ourselves here in this pivotal moment in human history. Staying in our power and in our hearts is more crucial than ever. We are continuing to work 24/7 at News for the Soul Broadcasting to uncover deeper truths and techniques to best maneuver through these very challenging times. We are increasing our broadcasting hours to support and serve you in the highest way possible. Tune in daily to discover new hosts and radio shows, and to hear Nicole Marie's latest cutting-edge interview with luminaries of our times, speaking to what's happening in our world today from a conscious perspective. community consciousness, and positive empowered focus are crucial elements right now for us all. Stay focused. Stay strong. For over 20 years, we've known this simple concept to be true. What you focus on expands. That is more important than ever in 2020 and beyond. In times of social distance and lockdown, we must connect with our community more deeply and more often, and we are here for you. Our live shows and our show archives are always totally free to hear anytime. Just go to newsforthesoul.com to tune in and find out more. That's newsforthesoul.com, and spread the word so that others can avail themselves of this free resource as well. That's newsforthesoul.com. Stay focused. Stay strong.